AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee says the Justice Department is cooperating in its investigation following release of Robert Mueller's Russia report. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Gerald Nadler says that includes some of Robert Mueller's most important files, including ones used to assess whether President Trump obstructed justice. Nadler says the Justice Department will start complying with a committee subpoena today and provide the materials. In exchange, he says the panel will not hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress, at least for now. The House is still expected to vote tomorrow on a resolution that would let the committee sue for the materials. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A tariff on Mexico was supposed to take effect today. President Trump says a deal was worked out to stop it, and the president says this deal has more to it. On CNBC, he wouldn't go into details.
It's another very powerful tool. In addition to the very powerful tools we got, we had none of these tools, or virtually none, or they were just being talked about. They've been talked about for 20 years with Mexico.
On Twitter, the president teased there would be more to announce soon. The president also says there may be more tariffs against China. He says that would happen if China's President Xi Jinping is a no-show at the G20 summit in Japan.
Yes, it would, and I think he will go, and I think we're scheduled to have a meeting. I think he'll go, and I have a great relationship with him. He's actually an incredible guy. He's a great man.
A hospital spokeswoman in the Dominican Republic says former baseball star David Ortiz's gallbladder and part of his intestine were removed during surgery. Ortiz was shot at a bar in his hometown. His liver was also damaged. David Ortiz is in stable condition. Amnesty International says a young Saudi man who is now 18 years old, arrested when he was 13, could face execution for taking part in a Shiite-led protest as a child. Saudi Arabia has not commented or made public details of the case. This is AP Radio News. Some strong words for the U.S. from Iran's foreign minister.
In Tehran, Mohammad Javad Zarif warned the U.S. cannot expect to stay safe after launching what he described as an economic war against Tehran. A stern-faced Zarif was offering a series of threats over the ongoing tensions gripping the Persian Gulf, which have worsened since President Donald Trump's decision over a year ago to withdraw America from Iran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. Zarif said Mr. Trump himself has announced that the US has launched an economic war against Iran and that the only solution for reducing tensions in this region is, he says, stopping that economic war. I'm Charles Ledesma.
The president of the Naval War College in Rhode Island says he's stepping down. Rear Admiral Jeffrey Harley says he is being investigated on allegations he spent excessively, abused his hiring authority, and behaved inappropriately, including keeping a margarita machine in his office. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.